Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Be the first time just us two since we stepped into here.
I know. It's a little weird. There's not an extra person at the desk, at the table.
It is kind of crazy. I'll let you say a prayer and then we'll get started.
Sir, Father in heaven, just thank you so much for doing all that you've already done and all that you're going to do. We just want to ask that you help us to go in the direction that you feel like we need to go. Whatever, guide us in that place. Go where we need to go in order to help not only ourselves, but anybody who chooses to listen. Father, we thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your compassion for us. And we thank you that you care so much about us, that you have already prepared us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So be it.
It is done.
That is it.
Is that, ain't that what it is? Like, or is it so be it, or is it done?
Amen. So be it. Oh. So be it unto me.
Said, man, I whiffed on that one.
Amen. It is finished. Hey, it all means it's all kind of entwined for sure.
We sit and we watch like some videos kind of before we start recording and kind of like decompress and get ready, you know, the day, get everything from the day kind of off our shoulders and everything. And that second one is actually one that I sent you earlier today, which is really crazy. I like the ideology behind it, and I really like how his presentation is on it.
Yeah, with his
he came with receipts, too. He came with a tape measure. This dude, he's ready to go. Like, he's ready to prove his point.
I agree with you. We'll go with that one because it took me into a – interesting place too. Yeah. So I'd like to get the thoughts out.
Let me ask you a question. What do you say is the furthest distance in this room? You say from floor to ceiling, door to door, wall to wall. I would say the furthest distance in this room is about 12 to 14 inches. That's how far it is from the head to the heart. He's going, you may know facts about God, but that does not mean that you are his child. You may know the book, but you don't know the author. You know what breaks my heart? Is that heaven and hell are separated by 12 to 14 inches. Tasting God's goodness versus tasting God's wrath is separated by 12 to 14 inches. Just because you know facts about God, that does not mean it's traveled down to your heart so that you actually trust him.
You have truly.
Yeah, that's intense, man.
Well,
the difference between heaven and hell, 12 to 14 inches, and I think that the correlation being the difference between your mind and your heart.
Yeah.
Right? Because we oftentimes, and more often than not, allow our minds to control everything instead of allowing our hearts to be in control.
Yeah.
Right? And if you study scripture enough, you recognize that out of the treasures of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So it's what comes from your heart. We think it's all from here. It's all from this little gray matter between our ears.
I kind of feel like that's the easiest place for the enemy to attack, because it's really easy to get yourself off track when you're like, you let your mind go somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem. You know, he will affect one small thing. Doesn't necessarily change your heart. Yeah. But it changes your mind.
Which eventually will change your heart. Which
over time will change your heart, because your mind is sitting there like wheeling and dealing and trying to make sense of everything. And then at some point your mind is like,
This is now the truth.
Yeah, this is whatever the case may be, and it can ruin a good heart. That's why, you know, drugs and things like that, that it alters your mind so much that it'll turn a good person into a piece of crap, because over time the mind starts to override the heart.
Right. Yeah, because your mind is very powerful, right? Your brain controls everything in your body.
And now at one point your mind's like, "Oh, we got to have this." And you'll do anything to get it, and your heart, you stop listening to that.
Yeah. You stop listening
to the people that you love and the people that you care about all of a sudden are nothing to you because you're focused on that. Your brain is like, "That's what we need."
You squash Jiminy Cricket, right? And I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it or anything like that. But if you think about in Pinocchio, Jiminy Cricket, let your conscience be your guide. Well, your conscience is your heart, man. They use a little cartoon character to represent something, right?
Yeah.
And while it may be not serious, you literally squash your heart with your mind because you allow your mind to convince your heart that you're not loved, that you're not valuable, that you're not... You know what I'm saying? That you're not strong, that you're not important. That's all from thoughts, man. That's not what's in your heart.
What's crazy is I've had those moments here recently too.
Sure.
I've kind of had those moments where I'm like really questioning my personal value and what I mean to certain people and things like that. When you stop and actually like, intently look at the situation, you realize like, oh dude, like I got a lot of people that care about me, but you get so wrapped up in the small minute things and like the stuff you've been dealing with that your mind is overriding everything and you're thinking, oh yeah, man, like
I tell you what I've been struggling with myself recently is that I don't feel like I'm doing good enough, right? And this is, again, this goes back to deep-rooted, deeply-seated stuff that's happened to me from young. Like, we talked about it with Brittany even. Like, my value is placed on things that were taught to me from a young age. And I have to choose to forgive those folks, you know what I'm saying, that did that to me from a young person. But it still rears its ugly head, right? And I try to – it just makes me feel like – I don't know. I take all the things that we do very seriously, right? I take everything that we do here very seriously. I take our Bible study group very seriously. I take the stuff I do for the church very seriously. Sometimes the returns are very limited, you know, and you don't see a lot. And sometimes you see negative returns. And as much effort as you put into it, and this is where I think that Lord, you know, look at all I've done for you. Depart from me. I never knew you. I think that's where that goes, right? It's because you start to be so concerned with all this effort that you're putting in and like not seeing the return on it and like seeing people that you've invested time in actually fall further away. Like that's hard to deal with. I imagine this is why most pastors don't last.
Yeah.
I mean, truthfully, because it's an ass whipping. You know what I'm saying? It's a beatdown to invest in people's lives and to see them fall further away.
Well, so I feel like you, how do I put this the right way? I feel like there's some people that you're going to invest your time in because I feel like that's God testing you.
Sure.
I feel like he's going to, for lack of a better word, put pawns in your life that are just to test your character. Like, are you willing to do this?
Yeah.
Like there's
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got, from plate loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I feel like he's going to put those kind of people in your life.
It's like tackling dummies on the practice field, right?
Yeah, and I also feel like some of the people that he puts in your life that are like that, he's testing you to see if you're going to give up on them. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's kind of a, I don't know. It can be, I know it's very daunting. It's very, you know, it doesn't make you feel good, you know,
to
invest so much time and then for everything to just be like, what am I doing? I mean, that's never a good feeling.
No.
But
it's disheartening sometimes.
I have a Bible verse for this. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Then you will be able to know what God wants for you, that you are good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Romans chapter 12, that's what it goes back to, being a living sacrifice.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. So you think about what being a sacrifice means, right? Like, you literally have to, it's almost like being, okay, this, I don't know if my line of thinking is okay or not, or proper or not, but you think about a comedian, right? Comedians go on stage and they hone their set.
Yeah.
And sometimes they bomb. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're essentially dying.
Yeah.
Right? And they're, it's a sacrifice. They have to go out there and sacrifice that bombing in order to improve upon what they have.
You got to have that feeling.
Yeah.
That letdown. I mean, if you feel, this goes for anything in life. If you're successful at every single thing that you do and you don't know failure at all, you're not building, like, you're not growing deep roots. Like, you're not building strong character.
Yeah. The first time
something, if you've been successful for 37 consecutive times, at random things that mean nothing to no one else, and let's just say you're, let's put it into money context, and you were just like stacking money, like you're investing, and you're on this wild streak of just basically everything you're touching turns to gold.
Yeah,
got the minus effect. And then on the 38th time, you got it in your mind already that you own all this, like. This is my will. This is right in my wheelhouse. You know, like, this is my thing. This is my niche. Well, what happens that 38th time when you invest all that you've worked for into this one thing, and then you get that letdown? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not ready for that letdown. You lose everything.
And dude, people that have had lives like that where it's like everything has been blessed, and then all of a sudden they face turmoil like that where it's not quite they don't get the success that they expect, a lot of times fall off a deep end, like so far that you know what I'm saying, like I'm not making light of it, but you think about people who are spoiled to that kind of stuff. Look, we understand what disappointment looks like.
Yeah,
had plenty of it my whole life from the time we were young. I guarantee it,
a ton of people disappointed in me, you
know? I've had a ton. I've been very disappointed, and I've had a lot of disappointed people.
And I know I've also done things intentionally to disappoint people, just to, I don't know how to, like, to get them away from me. Like, you know, like you have someone that you're just like,
yeah. Do you ever feel like you failed on purpose just because you didn't want to have to live up to the expectation?
Oh yeah, that's dude. That's self-sabotage, bro. I've mastered that trait.
Nothing.
I've mastered that trait.
All right.
Listen. Everything will be going so good for me, and I've done it so many times through life that every time things start to really go good, I question what my own intentions are going to be.
Right.
Like, what's up, man? Am I going to have a repeat? And is this it? Is this where the buck stops? Am I gonna continue on the right path? Like, what's really gonna happen?
Yeah. When's that other shoe gonna drop?
Yeah.
When's the
old shoe? It's my own shoe. It's me, you know, it's me slamming my own foot down, dropping the shoe. I mean, it's me doing it. Right. But yeah, no, I've mastered that.
Self-sabotage, that's an interesting concept too. Like, and it's for no apparent reason too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like you feel like everything is going too good. You get so used to that.
That letdown.
That letdown that when you go for a certain amount of time with no letdown, everything's going too good. You're like, oh yeah, I can't have this.
No, something's about to happen.
Yeah, I gotta do something to do this. I gotta take care of this.
You ever had those moments where you get in your gut, like something bad's about to happen? Like, I know.
And then something does.
But do you ever feel like you just kind of manifested it?
Yeah.
Because you told yourself something was wrong?
I also do that when I think someone's mad at me or I think someone's upset with me. Oh, God. Dude, I'm being serious right now.
You and I are so similar, though.
I've done that before where I feel like someone is upset with me or mad at me or not interested in me anymore, that I will harp on it so much that I actually drive them to that situation when they're like, dude, look, I can't even make you happy no more. Like,
that's
why,
enough.
Why am I even trying?
Yeah, that's definitely self-sabotage. And look, I've done exactly the same. The reason I laughed, not because I was taking it as a funny. It's not funny. It's just like, yeah, I've put myself in those same situations. I've done the same exact things. So anyway, I laughed not because it's funny, but because it's like, it. I don't know, maybe that's just like the way I react sometimes. It's just like, I'm not trying to make light of how you feel or like you're like thinking through that, like it makes you feel guilty and bad. But I'm like, dude, I do the exact same thing. I've done the exact same thing so many times in life where I made you mad at me because I thought you were mad at me, not because you were mad at me.
Yeah, I spoke this thing into existence. That's the whole thing about the tongue has the power of life and death.
Yes.
You can, and I don't care what anyone says, the tongue is not just about the physical tongue.
No.
It's this right here too, because your thoughts are producing words. You produce words with your tongue. When you are thinking thoughts that are producing words, when you're thinking that, you are speaking to yourself in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who was that you were kind of surprised that was talking about how you can't hear your, he was talking about how you don't hear your voice the same as everybody because you hear your voice from the outside and on the inside.
Yeah.
And whatever you say, you're saying directly to yourself because you don't hear the outside. I was like, who was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember who that
was. But somebody that was like, wow, you were kind of shocked by that. And then he was talking about your inner ear and your outer ear.
Yeah.
But like everything you say literally is, especially about yourself, it's going right straight. It's got the direct line to your heart, man. It's got the direct line to your mind.
Okay, so first and foremost, it's like the trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking it, you're hearing it, and you're feeling it. Like the weight of everything is all compiled.
It might as well be real.
Yeah, dude, yeah. You're hitting the triple crown right now on this thing.
It might as well be reality at that point.
Because not only are you hearing it from your own mouth, you are speaking it from your own mouth, and you are feeling it in your own body.
Yeah.
How much heavier could the weight possibly be?
I don't know that there's any more. I mean, it's not. There's nothing more real than that.
Nothing.
All the evidence is there, right?
Nothing affects me. I can hear things from people. Like, I can hear the naysayers and all that stuff. And that it does creep in and linger for a while.
There's a part of you that it upset, that it bothers.
But it's like a breezeway. It's in and out. It's not something that just hangs there all the time.
Yeah.
It's the naysays from myself and the lack of confidence in myself that really lives rent free.
It's all self-induced. Honestly, almost 100% of it.
Yes.
It's not, okay, hold up. It doesn't originate in self-induced, but it becomes self-induced because we won't let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. It's like dragging around that wagon full of skeletons. I mean,
over and over again. Dude, come on. Put those suckers in the ground. What are we going to do?
Really?
Burn them to ash. I didn't tell you this the other day. This is the first time I've ever responded to somebody with a negative. That hit us with a negative on, I believe it was on TikTok. It was either TikTok or YouTube. You know, I do the daily verse that we do for Bumper Sticker Wisdom, and somebody replied back, yeah, keep telling yourself that, like real snarky. I didn't respond bad, but I was like, this is the first time I've ever responded to a negative comment. And I was like, we will. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's the first time I ever responded to a negative comment.
That's why I'm not in charge of this. That's why I wrote that right there as well.
What would you have said?
A lot of things that I can't say right now.
You know what, though? But
it's the alter ego to fornicate.
I want to say all the things.
Yourself. Right? You know what I mean?
Like, yourself. I will tell you that, like,
fornicate yourself. I mean, I don't know.
F off. Yeah. Fornicate off. You know, I'll be honest. Like, I was telling you before we started that, like, that video you sent me earlier about the 12 to 14 inches and the mind and the heart. And he was talking about, like, hey, you may know a lot about it, but not have a relationship, basically, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because God measures the content of your heart, not the content of your mind. Nowhere in God's word does it talk about your mind, other than, say, renew it, like it does in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
I have another one, too. Hold on. It's not recognizing my fingerprint.
Oh, mine's not cool enough to have a fingerprint.
What? They're probably 3 months apart.
No kidding.
A lot changes in the technology world in 3 months.
That's true.
2 Corinthians verse 16. Oh, no. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. I'm sorry. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things. For we have the mind of Christ. Let's go. Like, the things that we're dwelling on and the things that we're, that is not who we truly are.
Right.
The thoughts that are taking us captive and taking us to these dark places and these evil thoughts and these lustful thoughts and all these places that aren't Christ-like.
Right.
That's not who we are honed out to be. It says right here. It says right here, for we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is pure. Yeah. It's in us. It's in us. It is there.
Right. That goes to another thing that we were talking about greater is he who is in me. That one video you weren't tracking, but he was talking about how that Chinese or Japanese scholar, I can't remember, said he knew all of the other religions. Like, he had read the Quran, he'd read the Vedas, he'd read these other texts.
So what did you call it? The
Vedas? I don't know for sure. We'd have to look that up. It's another religious text. It's Hindu. It's Hinduism.
Okay.
So anyway, and then he read the New Testament.
It was like quick draw McGraw, like you get a from both sides of the table too. Like, who's gonna win? I secede to that one. I lost. Of course I did. I type like 3 words a minute, bro.
I got 13. Yay. But anyway, so he was talking about, like, he's a religious scholar. He knows all these other religions. And then he's challenged to read the New Testament. And he said the most powerful thing that he read was that God dwells within you. Basically, God lives inside of you.
I got that. Like, it's the only religion that speaks that way. And he's like, how powerful that is.
Right. And he was talking about Ephesians chapter 2. And I was talking about a different scripture. I couldn't tell you. I'm going to be lying if I told you where it is. Well, actually, we could look it up. But it's greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And it's like literally telling you that Christ lives within you, right? We are subject to this earth, okay? This is a deep topic, right? Our bodies are subject to this earth. Our spirit is subject to only what we allow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that I do on the outward, right? Yeah, you know what? We should strive for perfection. You're never going to get there. And you're going to be very disappointed in yourself. And that's where I was earlier.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, and I'll let you have this back. Here's the thing about striving for protection or for perfection. You are only setting yourself up for failure. Because, look, it's okay to, hey, I need to be a better person.
Yes.
Or I need to attempt to live a more perfect life.
Sure.
But don't focus too much on striving for perfection, because here's what's going to happen. It's not going to take you very long to realize that you can't you can't maintain that. Like, you can't sustain that lifestyle. You can't be perfect. There's one and only that has ever been. That's it. Human form.
Like, correct.
You know what I mean? We can never amount to that.
Bro, do you really think he had to try really hard to be perfect? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I understand.
Everything he said, first and foremost, was always correct, positive, and loving. Even when he didn't like a situation, he was loving and positive about the situation.
Correct.
Everything he did, everything he said, everything was all-knowing, all-loving.
You know,
that is not...
The people he had the most problem with were the people who thought they knew everything.
The Pharisees
and the Sadducees and the religious leaders and the teachers of religious law and all that.
The rabbis and...
Yeah. And, bro, you know what he said to them most of the time? Without, if you read close enough, if you take it into what we would consider, I feel sorry for you. You know what I mean? I feel sorry for you because you don't have a relationship.
So let me ask you this. That being said, I've brought this up a bunch. In a different way when I talk about Orthodox Jews.
Yeah.
You know, like how I had one tell me Jesus was a prophet. Like stone cold, because I was like, praise Jesus. And he spun around in his seat. Like he was like, what?
What did you just say?
And he looked at me like disgusted. And he was like, Jesus was a prophet.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he's, and then he says, praise God. But now you have him, like you said, if that's really kind of what he's saying, like you feel like that's what he's saying, it's like, I feel sorry for you. What do you think their standing is when it comes time for judgment? They were the ones that judged everybody so harshly.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember, we pointed out a scripture once. It would be hard for me to find because I don't remember how it's worded about every one of God's chosen, being the Jewish people, would at one point, at a point down the line, would accept the fact that Christ was Son of God. I don't want to speak out of line. I made a mistake before, scripturally.
Well, and yes, of course. I'm not asking you to say, like, I'm not asking you to be up here like,
this is it.
That's not what I'm like.
Which we never do that. We never do that.
Condemn anybody or any of that stuff.
Yes.
My question was, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that God doesn't want any of us to be condemned at all, period. I think that we get caught up in it, thinking that that's what God wants, because God, if you read the Old Testament, you feel like, man, that's a wrathful God, which he was.
Yeah, and if you read parts of Revelation, when the second coming of Christ, it is hell on earth.
At that point, you've had all the opportunities you're going to get. Yeah. Right, that's the whole point. It's not about...
If you miss the rapture and have to go through tribulations and all that stuff...
It's going to be interesting.
Just, I mean, dude, I don't... I mean, you still have your opportunity there to prove your value, you're going to have to suffer.
Yep.
Horrifically.
I don't want to be left behind. There's a movie or a series about that. I mean, I don't know what will or could happen. God's choice is God's choice, right? He could choose to allow me to stay here through tribulation.
I hate to divert this, but what my thought process is there's going to be someone that gets left. There is, because you know God likes to.
Left, but not forgotten.
Yes. Job, for instance.
Exactly. That's where my mind is.
There's going to be someone that God's like, look, you are going to be the one that leads the people that I left to me.
Yeah.
There's going to be someone that, and it's probably going to be someone that has the best relationship.
Yeah.
Why not you, though?
Why not
you? You know what I mean? Yeah. But instantaneously, that person's probably going to be like, what the did I do? You know what I mean?
And exactly, like Job chapter 40 lines out, like Job's like, bro, I just want to talk to God and ask him, like, why me? What did I do? How did I offend you, God? Not you? And then God's reply is, who are you to question me? Why not you? Yeah. Don't you recognize that I chose you for this? You know what I mean? And
so there's, ooh,
there's, how scary is it going to be for that person? I mean, of course, if it's anyone and they understand the position that God is putting them in, they're going to accept it with grace, but it's going to take a minute. It's going to be one of them. You're going to be like, whew. But it's probably not going to be one of God's favorites. It's going to be someone like on the, like, you know, right there on the cusp, like, oh boy, you've been pissing me off. You got one more chance. You're going to lead these people to me. Okay.
But see, the thing is like, I think that God already knows what the outcome is. Right. So like he doesn't want any of us to suffer anything.
He's not going to put you in a position to fail.
What he wants us to understand is that this suffering here
is momentarily. It's not.
It means nothing in the grand scheme of things, right?
It's like that one little grain of salt. Put it on a scale. It's immeasurable.
It was one of the very first posts.
Every grain of salt on a scale.
It's massive, right? And that was one of the very first posts when we first got into social media, because you came up with the salt shaker effect, like the hypothesis about the one grain of salt in a salt container.
Yeah.
Right. The difference between that one grain of salt, which represents our life.
I didn't come up with that. I had seen it somewhere. Like I'd seen it or heard it somewhere. It wasn't like that. Wasn't fresh off the dome, Jason Bailey. No, I can't take credit for that.
I would tell you. Go ahead. Sorry, man. My bad.
No, you're good. I'd seen it or heard it somewhere, or I'd heard something similar to the effect. Actually, I think it was with a rope. It's a TikTok video. It is a TikTok video with a rope. It's like a 40-foot piece of rope, like this big, and it's like this much, and then a piece of red tape wrapped around it.
Yeah.
And the dude's holding it, and he's like, "This is my life."
And oh, wow.
And then he's like, he pulls the rope out tight, and it shows the difference, and it's like a 40-foot long rope.
That's big.
And he's like, "This is eternity."
And that doesn't even give you a good grasp of what eternity really is.
As the camera zooms, I'm almost positive this is the one. There's like that much. When we get done tonight, I'm going to find it.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, the section of rope that he's got taped off like that.
Yeah.
And then he's got, you know, the rest of it. When you hold that much rope.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, up to 40 foot.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good illustration.
So, look, I am the last person to be comparing myself to anybody in reference to being good. Okay. I'm broken in every which way. I have lustful thoughts, lustful desires. I have pride. I have greed. I have anger. I have all the things, right? But those are all fleshly things. Those are all things that are made by this flesh. And the things that the enemy shares with us, he's got such a grasp on what's going on in the world that it looks so good, and it peels, and it feels good, and it tastes good, and it just, but man, it's only now. It only represents right now, and that's the problem.
Okay, I have it.
I've seen this dude preach on some things. Okay, it's a 4-minute video. We'll listen to it.
Imagine this rope. Okay, pretend this rope just goes on forever, okay? Just imagination. Pretend it goes around the world a few times. It doesn't. It ends at the rock. But let's just imagine this thing goes on forever. Now imagine that this rope is a timeline of your existence. You just exist forever. And you see this red part? This would represent your time on Earth. You've got a few short years here on Earth, and then you've got all of eternity somewhere else. This is your existence. And what blows me away is some of you, all you think about is this red part. It's all you think about. You're consumed with this. You go, oh man, I can't wait till here. You know, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to save so I can really enjoy this part right here. And you're consumed with that, and you're thinking, oh, man, am I going to get to travel? Am I going to eat well? Am I going to do this during this part? And I'm like, are you kidding me? What about this? What about this? What about that? What about all this stuff? It's crazy to me because the Bible teaches that what I do during this little red part determines how I'm going to exist for millions and millions and millions of years forever. And so why would I spend this little red part trying to make myself as comfortable as possible, enjoying myself as much as I can? Paul says, look, I'm going to live my life for this mission. I'm going to spend my life, invest my life for this moment when I cross that finish line. See, I'm going to forget about all the stuff I could enjoy, and I'm not going to look around. I'm going to be like a runner just looking at that moment when I face God, because when I face him, then I don't get this chance over again. We get one chance at this life on earth, and it can end at any second for any of us. We've got one chance at this, and then comes eternity.
I mean, the sad part is...
You see how long that rope is.
It was very long. The sad thing is some of us are going to get to the end of this life and go, damn, I wish I had spent more time growing my relationship.
Okay. Okay, I love that you brought that up. How many people do you think on their deathbed said, I wish I would have worked more?
None.
Or, I wish I would have spent more time away from my family. Or I wish I would have spent more time away from God. Everybody on their deathbed is probably like, what did I do with my time, with my life?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get one.
It's the only one we got, man.
So.
As far as I'm aware. We'll be resurrected from the dead, but that's an eternal life that's not like this
one. It's a spiritual life, essentially. It's
completely different.
Yeah.
This existence and this experience is fleeting, and it's such a short period of time.
Yeah. Just think about it like this. Last year, this time, me and you and Kevin were planning NASCAR. That doesn't feel like that very long ago.
It doesn't.
We were getting ready to go. I was still self-employed. Like, we still had, like, there was, I mean, there was so much was different, and it was just a year ago.
12 months, man. 365 days-ish.
Not even a year ago. May will be a year that I haven't been self-employed. We went to the race in April.
Yeah.
That's how fast time is flying.
Yeah. This bumper sticker wisdom.
It has been around for a year.
64 episodes. 64 just came out, man. That's 1 year and 12 weeks. So 15 months. You know what I mean? Think of how much has
15 months. It feels like we started a lot of things have changed. I mean, clearly I feel like we are finally, I'm going to hate saying this, but I got to say it this way.
Say it.
I feel like we are finally gaining some favoritism from God. Like, things are starting to work out. Things are starting to line up.
You're starting to see the wheels turn.
Yeah. Like, everything is kind of starting to come into play.
It's not just us hoping and dreaming.
Yeah, we're doing things. Now, keep in mind, like, nothing drastic has changed.
No.
But everything is starting to really come together. Like, we're starting to get that, what I feel like is that supernatural blessing. Mm-hmm. Like, things are kind of falling into our laps. Just, like, kind of on the unknown, too. It's like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, here we go. You know what I mean?
I know that. I think we talked a little bit earlier about just dreams, right? And not like go to sleep dreams, but like goals and the things. Yeah.
Your visions and your hopes.
And I was talking about how, like, I was watching somebody on TikTok. Yeah, it was TikTok. It has to be. That's where everything is now. And this person is singing, and they want to sing, and they're in their spare time. They're on a bunk bed, like, with blankets all around the bunk bed, underneath the mat. Like, you can tell that there's a bed above your head.
They're getting in the most soundproof place they can get.
To clear up the sound so perfectly, as much as they can. And it's like, look at the lengths people are going. Look at the lengths people are willing to go in order to try and accomplish a purpose.
Yeah.
And look, this space that we're in right now, like, the sad part is we focus on all the things that are wrong instead of focusing on all the things that are right. Everything feels different here.
Yeah.
When you walk into this place, it's like, whoa. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, is it at the top of a Trump Tower, like all decked out and all that? Absolutely
it's
not.
It's for us, it is.
It might as well
you
be.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
The. And we talked about when we first started moving in here, I had to apologize to you. I had to be like, okay, look, man, I'm sorry. Like, I strive so much to for everything to be like when I put my hand in, especially something physical like this, like something that shows like my creativity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I am astronomically anal. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but all right.
But I'm so OCD about things, and I'm so like, it has to be perfect. And I was being so like, I was wound up tighter than a fiddle string, brother. Like, I was, man. I just wanted everything to be perfect. I felt like, okay, look, we're finally doing this. You know, we put off doing this for so long because we wanted everything to be right.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to be perfect. And every single thing that I was doing, I was down. I was like, God, you know, I was really peeved about these things.
Yeah. The
sound panels. Sound panels. Yeah. I was really perturbed about them. A, they showed up way smaller than, I mean, if you count how many we put up, we should have like another 70 to put up. Based on size that they cheated us.
Yeah.
They're not as thick as they should have been.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole lot of things that just really kind of got me. The color scheme, the decorations, you knew how I was. I was just like, I walked in, I was like, mm-mm. Like,
nope. I had some stuff on the wall. It's not there no more.
not to be... I don't know. I mean, not to be an ass, but...
No. To be fair, we never really talked about it. Like, we never really discussed that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I told you multiple times, everything that's in this room that came in because of Bumper Sticker Wisdom is going with it, right? Yeah. Like, but we didn't really talk about it.
Well, you know, but it wasn't until we got everything here, and I was like, the liquor cabinet, for a prime example. I've had that thing for... I built that, by the way.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I've had it forever, and I was always like, dude, it's eventually going to serve its purpose. It's going to be a liquor cabinet for something. That's what I built it for.
Yeah.
I was looking around in here, and I was like, dude, I can't clutter this up with that because it has nothing to do with Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
Right.
At all.
Right.
I mean, it's an alcoholic's dream, but it has nothing to do with our podcast. You know what I mean? And that would have been very stupid for me to hang it up here. You know what I mean? And so that in that thought process, I was kind of like, okay, look, let's kind of clean everything up a little bit.
You like minimalizing things. And as we got it in here, we started kind of discovering that, like, okay, let's not put anything up that's not Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
Yeah.
Period. Like, yeah. Related.
There's only one thing hanging in here that isn't, and that's a Second Amendment thing.
On my side, on your side, right there. There's also a skull.
Well, yeah, but that's got the Texas flag, dude.
That one's too cool.
That's all too Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
Right? That's, yeah, he said that it's all too Bumper. It absolutely is cool.
That thing is the coolest thing ever.
But you get it, though. Like, look, we have a dream,
yeah,
right? And I mentioned earlier that, like, who cares what the space is or what it looks like? At the same time, trying to say, like, please don't take that as dismissing everything that this is and what it has become, because it isn't. I am very, very proud of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like in the whole big picture of it.
In the grand scheme of things, this is so minute.
It's me and you sitting at this table. Yeah. The whole sometimes world, with another person.
The whole world isn't, like, they may hear us, but they're not going to see where we're sitting. This is mainly for clips and commercials and things like that we do, our Bible roulettes and stuff like that. And also, too, it was, to me, it felt like, okay, like, this is like that extra kick, like, okay, here's your reward for y'all doing everything.
Yeah. It's different than being in a bedroom inside of my house, right? It feels completely different. Like, it's set apart.
Well, and, you know, like, yesterday you came out here and hung out and did your thing. Mm-hmm. It's
did some side projects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's something that, let's say, the shoe was on the other foot. I'm not going to be able to do at your house. Right. I'm not just going to be able to show up at 9 o'clock in the morning, walk in your house and go to our podcast booth. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that just, yeah, it feasibly, that doesn't happen. Right. This works out so perfect that way. Like, if, yeah, you have time, I come out here 2 days every weekend. The 2 days I have off, I come out here for probably at least an hour and a half and tinker.
Yeah.
You know, I did the reverse graffiti on the door. Did, you know,
he's not happy about it.
Drug that shelf in here, and I was like, that thing is going to look really cool in here. Prop the shirts up there. Yeah. You know, like, did a lot of now, and now that I'm looking at it, it's hanging crooked.
Mm-hmm.
That is not okay. That is not okay. That is not okay.
That'll be fixed next time.
That will be fixed. That will be fixed before the end of the evening.
Good grief. All I was trying to get at is, like, what we were talking about is in the shortest period of time. Look, in the grand scheme of things, your life really on a timeline of eternity is that big. It's probably even smaller than that.
That's a 16th of an inch.
It's very, very minimal. And we're so worried about what's going on.
Eternity doesn't have an end.
That's right. It never goes to the end.
And there's never an end. So where do you want to spend your forever?
Not here.
Not in hell either.
Oh, no. No, I don't. But I don't think God wants that for us, right?
Was it sulfur and brimstone? Do you want to bathe in sulfur and brimstone?
I don't even want to be near it.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And, like, there's a lot of people out there that I care about, and shame on me. Like, I don't want to see them go to hell, and I'm not doing my part.
Man, I had an argument. I did not an argument. I was having a conversation with God about that earlier, and we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just about feeling like I'm not doing enough, like I'm not right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We talked about it on this show, I think, about, you know, trying to.
I'm not going to ask you who.
It's not just one person. It's multiple.
Okay, people. I'm not going to ask you about the people. All I'm going to ask you is why. Why do you feel that way? Don't give any details that would sell out the group or the who's.
Yeah. So it's the not showing up. It's the and physically coming to me at least one or two people talking about I'm not sure anymore. You know what I mean? And it's not. That's not anybody in our specific group, but really I can hear them being focused only on what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And like, well, I'm just not sure if that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, look, man, okay. At the end of the day, you are never going to be able to prove whether it's true or not for sure on this earth. But there is a step of faith that has to take place. I can tell you for a fact, Jesus 100%. Was a person. Jesus was real. Jesus was here. He was talked about in all religions, right? Mm-hmm. And Buddhists call it Christ consciousness. You know what I'm saying? The Christ consciousness. That's Christ, Jesus Christ. The Muslims say Jesus is coming back. Like, he was a prophet that's coming back. They don't believe that he was the Son of God, but he died and he's coming back. Right, the Jewish people call him a prophet. Clearly, this was a real person.
Yes,
that's number one. Okay, and okay, so now we've proven that he's a real person. Everything else is the faith part.
66 books. How many authors?
49, I think it is, maybe more.
Wrote about him
over
a time of several thousand years.
Over and over and over again.
Over and over again.
Him. Yeah. And then at the same time,
this isn't a coincidence.
No, it's not. The faith part is he Was he born of a virgin? Did he die and rise again? Is he the Son of God? Those are the faith things.
Okay. So when someone says that they're just not sure, here's your response. Do you know when you smell a pie baking that something's being cooked without seeing it, without visual confirmation? Like when you walk by and you're like, or a fire or something like that. You, oh man.
That could be miles away.
There's a fire, or someone's cooking an apple pie, or someone's smoking a brisket.
I was going to go there.
You smell that. Yeah. You don't have to see what's happening.
There's evidence.
But you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All the evidence is there. Take the physical attribute out of it.
Yeah.
You don't have to see it to know. When the wind's blowing, you can't see that. You know it's blowing. We just experienced that Friday. Top speed in Canyon, Texas, 83 miles an hour. Top speed in Amarillo, Texas, 84 miles an hour. Four or five trucks were dumped over on Lakeside.
Five, I think it was.
Yeah.
At third in Lakeside, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
We can't see that, but we know it's there.
It you definitely know what I mean? Did its it damage. It
folded my flagpole like a taco. I mean.
Took some of your fence out?
Yeah. It took my freaking screen door off my shop.
Some of the saddest part of it, though, is feeling as though that making wrong decisions here is condemnation, right? That's what the problem is they're not digging deep enough and they're not understanding well enough, right? They haven't allowed, they're only focused on the justice part because the Old Testament is very much judgment and justice and God is wrathful. But if you really pay attention to all those stories, yes, he is wrathful, but he is also very patient. And over yeah. and over and over again, he allows the Jewish people to be punished, and then he comes and rescues them again and again and again and again. And throughout the Old Testament, he talked to them and taught them, and the prophets taught them, there's one coming that's going to save all of us from all of this. But all they want to see is death.
Yeah, they thought he was going to be a general. Like he was going to ride in on a white horse and slay everybody, and they were going to be victorious over the Romans.
Free us from the Romans, and we're going to be the greatest power on the earth.
Yeah.
Now, in this little small thing, that's all they were focused on. They weren't focused on the eternal.
See, but back then they lived longer than us.
They may have lived longer.
You like how I did that, right? What if Abraham was like?
Well, Abraham lived 800, 900 something years.
Yeah, so. I mean, like this dude was basically crapping fossils. You know what I mean?
The thing is, though, we're talking about in the Christ time. Remember, he limited their time after at a certain point, like to 120 years. Yeah. We talked about that. In Christ's time, the religious leaders, the people who knew God's word and had been part of the Jewish culture for all that time, were like looking for the Messiah to come and be a slayer of people, and like, we're going to be the greatest power on earth. On earth, we're just focused about that part of it.
Okay, so is it too much for me to request a video?
No, it's your show too, bro.
I know, but I don't want to be controversial.
Come with it.
But it's the Kenneth Copeland video about living to be 120.
Oof,
he made his covenant with God.
I'll see if I can find it real quick.
I just want to talk about how bold this is. Yes. Okay, right here. That's the very first video, too.
Buckle your seatbelts, folks.
Yeah, before we start to play this, I'm not attacking this man's character. I'm not saying anything. I'm just talking about how bold of a move this is that he's going to live to exactly 120, and that happens to be the age range that God has cut us off.
Yeah, at 120.
I'll see you all later.
I have made an entered covenant with God And on December the 6th, 2056, I'll see y'all later. I'm out of here. 120 years old.
I consider not my body 83 years old in the name of Jesus, but only that which God had promised. And I have a personal covenant with God to live 120 years on this earth.
I'm sorry. Look, it, great. But that covenant is not just personal. We all have that right to do that. And it's very, very bold. Oh,
go
say.
Back, dude. I got to read that comment. That first comment. Okay. I got to see that. Oh, no. That is not what I thought it was going to say. I thought they were about to roast him.
I mean, they kind of did, but not quite.
No.
The point I was getting at is just like, they were so, I'm not going to let that dude's face stay there. Look at some of that stuff. Yeah. The point I was getting at, though, is just like they were so focused on the here and now and not focused on the grand scheme of things, right? They only wanted to worry about being free from the Romans at that point and like becoming a great nation and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, it's everything that we've talked about. We're so focused on this little bitty thing that we have in this moment, in this life. And look, I told you earlier that after we watched that video about the 12 to 14 inches separation between the mind and the heart and how like heaven and hell are separated by that, I went into a, not a tailspin, but I went into a moment with God, and I'm like, I actually told him, I just want you to be proud of me, unlike me, who's so disappointed in myself. You know what I'm saying? And what he's telling me is like, look, shut up for a minute and just keep doing what you're doing. At minimum, you're trying, which is a lot more than a lot of freaking people, man. And I don't, it's not about me, okay? It's about everybody around me. I want so badly to impact the people that I care about and the people I don't care about and the people in this world. I want so badly to do that. But am I the right vessel for that?
Why not you, fool?
Why tell, not you? Tell me about it, but I just don't. Dude, that's like, where okay, that mind thing freaking lies
okay,
to
so,
you.
So, okay, but okay, prime example. 2 years ago, I wasn't nothing. I was nothing. I'm talking about in the walk with Christ mode. I was right. Nothing. I was the epitome of lost.
Right.
2.5 years ago or so. I wasn't anything in any of this. I wasn't even a thought, like, you know, like when I'd come to Bible study, I'd ask questions, but I didn't really have nothing to say. It doesn't matter, dude. It's when you're spirit filled, you're going, like, God is going to give you the wisdom to say the things that you need to say. When you're spirit filled, you may be the only version of a Bible anybody ever sees. They're going to look at you and they're going to be like, man, look at this person just living their best life. Totally having faith that God is doing everything through them, for them, and that's for right. Him. You know that's what right. I mean? Yeah. You're not ever going to be the perfect person in your own eyes, dude. We're human. We beat ourselves up on a daily.
Yeah.
But that, dude, God is doing something through you. If you are reaching anybody, one, if you reach one, you have reached one more than you would have reached if you didn't even try.
That's right. And that's very important.
That's a winning record.
It's a winning record.
That is a winning record. As sad as it is to say, but it's the truth.
It is true. It's a matter of perspective, right? This is where we do the renewing of our minds thing, right? And what I think a renewing of your mind truly is just changing it. It's changing the way you think, right? We going all the way back to the beginning of this conversation. Our mind affects our heart because we listen to our mind a heck of a lot more than we listen to our heart, right?
Yeah, because that controls our thoughts and our voice.
And we allow our mind to change our heart. So I can now, right this minute, know in my mind, I believe and know with all of my heart that I am saved and that I have been called for a purpose, that we have been called for a purpose, and that all the people around me are saved. What is his will be his. I promise you that, right?
Okay, let's change that, though. You can know wholeheartedly, Jesus was the Son of God. He died and rose again, that we may have abundant and eternal life and be saved from our sin. You can know that wholeheartedly. And then in your mind, you can start to question, like, well, I don't know. Did he really? And you can start to have those thoughts.
Does he?
Does he
love
us?
What if this one was the wrong one? What if that's the one?
What if the Muslims are right? What if the Hindus are right? What if the Buddhists are right? You know, your mind can start to get you in those places. And guess what? Immediately you forget. Wholeheartedly, you stepped into this relationship knowing and you had faith, and you're letting your mind take that faith away from your heart. It's really funny. This is what our entire show has been about, that one freaking video.
That one freaking video. One, it's because the enemy, I don't think the enemy affects our heart. I think the enemy affects our mind.
Our right? heart is like our soul. It belongs to Christ. But he knows when he gets in here, that changes everything.
Yeah. This is where
stress will give you heart attacks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mental health. Look at what mental health does. Mental health will cause you to
take your own
take your own life.
Yeah.
The mind, no one ever says it. The phrase, my heart's playing tricks on me, has never been said. My mind is playing tricks on me. That's what everyone always says. My mind's playing tricks on me. Mm. No one's ever said, my heart's playing tricks on me. No, it's not. No one's ever said that.
That's a very valid point.
So you take into consideration the things that your mind actually has control of. Look, it determines when you breathe. It determines when your heart beats. When you walk, it determines that you don't make two right steps. And you make a right and a left. That's how you walk. It does everything. It keeps everything in time. When you make your hand gestures, when you wink, when you smile.
Don't think about any of these things too hard because you'll stop breathing properly. All that. Just so you know.
It has control of every single body function that happens. When you got to go to the bathroom. It's everything.
Yeah.
When you love, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're smiling, it has control of all those things. Of course, that's what the enemy wants to attack. That's where he's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's your central. That's like the Matrix when they plug you in. They plug you into your mind. They don't plug you into your heart.
Right. It's funny because I had a funny comparison as well. Like, I wonder if that's why. This is so far out there. I wonder if that's why the sci-fi folks like made the aliens want to suck your brains out.
Oof. Well,
I mean you know what I'm saying?
They say I'm gonna say this and I probably shouldn't, but this is gonna be funny. You know, they talk about anal probing and they talk about people having shit for brains. That's where they're going, bro. They're going after your mind.
Man.
I had to do it.
That's great. It's been nice to be back to us. It was cool to have guests for a while too, but I think that's why I came in a little apprehensive, just because we hadn't had these where it was just us dialoguing and playing with each other a little bit. So it's been nice to have that today.
So I'm not going into the dad jokes book.
Come on, man.
I have a different one.
All right.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom? Ah, no, I can't use that one because a lot of people don't know how that's spelled.
Okay. Gotta find a new one.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Because the P is silent. Okay, I got a different one.
Spell it.
P P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L.
Pterodactyl.
Okay, so here's... Okay, this I'm going to do this one. What did the horse say after it tripped? Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Giddy up. We come from a generation where the help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Yeah. That was our generation.
The life alert thing. Yes. The life alert thing. And you'd carry the little dinger on your necklace, and if they fell, they would just ding it.
I wrote this down a while back, so maybe this makes sense. I think it does. Marcus Aurelius. You know who Marcus Aurelius is?
Yes, gladiator.
Yes. He was a real person.
Really?
Yes, he was.
Marcus Aurelius?
Yes, he was. He was a real Roman emperor. Today, I escaped anxiety. No, I discarded it because it was within me, in my own perception, not outside.
I love it.
Interesting.
I love it. I love it even more because it's a gladiator character.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I do want to say something to anybody listening. Not so much as an assault of words, but a challenge. When you feel the enemy, like, really, I mean, because I can feel him. Like, I can feel it. Like, I know immediately, like, oh, this mother is in me. Like
I knew it too diving, last Saturday, but I couldn't find
diving
him
diving off into my head. When you feel that, rather than give in, drop a prayer. I mean, say, like, hit your knee. If you're not comfortable, like if you're in a position where you don't feel comfortable, like in a public setting, you're uncomfortable with what's happening and you don't feel comfortable with hitting your knee, don't do it right there. Just go to the bathroom, close your eyes, put your hands together, say a quick little prayer. And then once you get somewhere where you feel comfortable, hit your knee. Mm-hmm. Rebuke the enemy. Like, enemy, you hold no place in my heart. Like, you hold no place in my mind. I rebuke you. You have no business interfering with any of my life activities or my daily activities. My soul, my body, my heart, everything belongs to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Say something of those words. Yeah. Do something.
Believe.
Rebuke the enemy. Don't let him grab you. Because here's the thing, what happens with me. And I'm not speaking for everybody, but what happens with me is he gets a hold of my neck. Like, he grabs my throat. He controls my breath. He controls my lifeline. He controls my words.
Yeah.
If I'm starting to speak positivity, he'll squeeze a little bit and I'll choke. When I go to have my prayer life, he'll squeeze a little bit and I just can't quite get the words out. Or I feel like I can't do anything about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with you.
Just something to consider.
I think it's important to know, not just know, believe, right? Not just think, believe in your heart.
Believe it wholeheartedly.
That the same spirit that lived within Christ lives within you. That's why it says, greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. It's not about this worldly thing that we live through, that we survive, basically. And the whole time we're here, all we're trying to do is save ourselves and save others, man. Yeah. And just try to have a relationship with him.
Yep.
Look, the enemy trembles. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus, man. They tremble. But it's not just his name. You actually have to believe it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some faith because...
Look, faith is free.
Ooh, you ain't got to do much for it, man.
All you got to do is you just got to surrender.
It.
It's there. We all have it embedded in us. We all know. I mean, I feel like we all secretly know.
Yeah.
Dude, faith is a free gift. Grace is a free gift. I mean,
it's the coolest gift ever, honestly. I mean, it's the most powerful thing you can receive. And it says that his mercies are new every day.
Oh.
So every time you open your eyes, man, you done received his grace.
Yeah.
Every single day. It's been an interesting night.
Has, first night by ourselves. Personally, first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the opportunity to do this in front of people, like actually attempt to get to, or, you know, to get the opportunity to draw people closer. I want to thank you for providing this opportunity for me, like coming up with the idea, holding me accountable. Man, like life is good. Life is great.
Yep.
I want to thank all and anybody listening. I mean, I think we got like 18 listeners now. Hey, it's 18 more than we had when we started.
That's right. That's right. We got tons of followers on TikTok and YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, you guys listen.
I know we got. I know we got more than that. I'm just trying to be humble. Try to stay kind of, you know, gracious about the whole situation. Check us out, man. If you're hearing us right now, you know where to find us.
Yep.
We're everywhere. Yep. For Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I'm Jason.
I'm John.